for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, May the 28th, 2016. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service teaching on idolatry. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Colossians 3:6, because of such things, God's anger will come upon those who do not obey Him. You know, God doesn't want to judge us. He doesn't. He's gone to great lengths not to have to judge us according to His standards. But you've got to come by grace into Jesus Christ. And once again, I'm going to say it again, be quick to repent, quick to forgive. Keep the devil out of your business. Keep him out. If you're quick to repent, quick to forgive, you'll grow. You'll grow. You'll grow in freedom. You'll grow in understanding. And God will continue to teach you. And the more you do that, the more you walk that out, the freer you get, the more you dominate the enemy, and you dominate the sin, and you're able to crucify your flesh because you're going closer and closer to God as the fog lifts and things clear out of your mind. But in the minute that you get in unforgiveness, in the minute that you get unconfessed sin, you're out of fellowship with God. He's not forsaking you and He's not abandoning you, but you're out of fellowship. Fellowship means walking in agreement. Amos 3:3, how do two walk together unless they be agreed? If I'm offended at somebody, I'm holding God off because I'm holding on to them. Quick to repent. Quick to forgive. You know, the Bible says don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So if you get mad at noon, don't wait till 5:55 or whatever, till sundown to repent. Huh? Let it go. Soon as you know. I said, as soon as the atmosphere clears a little and you're hearing God talk to you, let it go then. Refuse to be offended. The offense is an idol, by the way. Because you know what they did to me. So God says, I got to forgive 7 times 70, so where is my defense on you know what they did to me? I have none. 2 Kings 17:15 says they rejected His decrees and the covenant He made with their fathers and the warnings He had given them. They followed worthless idols and themselves became worthless. They imitated the nations around them, although the Lord had ordered them do not do as they do. And they did the things the Lord had forbidden them to do. 2 Kings 17:40-41. They would not listen, however, but persisted in their former practices. Even while these people were worshiping the Lord, they were serving their idols. The mixture kills. Israel never was defeated when Yahweh was it. It's when they brought in the mixture. I got whipped every time. Acts 8:9. Now it says, for some time a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city, amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great. They were amazed at him. They made him an idol. Isaiah 42:8. Though it says, I am the Lord, that's my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. 2 Peter 2:18 says, for they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of sinful human nature, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. Do we take idolatry as seriously as God does? It's a question. Here's what Ezekiel 6:4-6 says. I will slay your people in front of your idols. I will lay the dead bodies of the Israelites in front of their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars, and your idols will be smashed and ruined, and your incense altars broken down, and what you have made wiped out. It's not what He wants to do. No, He does want to smash all those idols. He wants all that gone, but He doesn't want to destroy people. The Bible says God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10 says, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy. Ephesians 5:5 says, for this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such as a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of God, of Christ and God. So no immoral, impure, or greedy. Says he's an idolater. There's spiritual adultery. Listen, Jesus said, look at woman lust in your hearts. Adultery. So it's idolatry. Then, well, I don't care what God says, I'm going to look where I want to. I'm not saying that. People say that. If you really get it, you guard your eyes, male or female. Girls are getting it bad now, too. The tide has turned. Okay? I remember a youth conference went on a while back. I got a phone call from a guy. He said they had an altar call for homosexual sin, same-sex sin, and there were thousands of kids flooded the altar, male and female. The pornography's running rampant. The enemy is not a respecter of persons either, by the way.
Amen.
He's an equal opportunity destroyer. Okay? There was a place where Ezekiel was grabbed by the hair and shown inside the temple of God. Ezekiel 8:5-6-7-10. He says, son of man, look towards the north. So I looked in the entrance north to the gate of the altar. I saw this idol of jealousy. This is in God's temple. And he said to me, son of man, do you see what they're doing? The utterly detestable things the house of Israel is doing here, things that will drive you far from my sanctuary, but you will see things that are even more detestable. He said, then he brought me to the entrance of the court. I looked and I saw a hole in the wall. He says, now, son of man, dig into the wall and see the wicked and detestable things they're doing here. So I went in and looked, and I saw portrayed over all the walls all kinds of crawling things and detestable animals and all the idols of the house of Israel. And he said to me, son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the darkness, each at the shrine of his own idol? They say the Lord does not see us. He said to me, do you see this, son of man? You will see things that are even more detestable than this. He then brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord, and there at the entrance of the temple, between the portico and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs towards the temple of the Lord and their faces towards the east. They were bowing down to the sun in the east. He said, have you seen this, son of man? Is it a trivial matter for the house of Judah to do the detestable things they're doing here? Look at that, putting the branch to their nose. It's witchcraft. Therefore, I deal with them in anger. I will not look on them with pity or spare them. Although they shout in my ears, I will not listen to them. He told Ezekiel to go around the country, and he said, I'm just going to read it. Now the glory of the God of Israel went up from the earth, from above the cherubim where it had been, and moved to the threshold of the temple. And then the Lord called to the man clothed in linen who had the writing kit at his side and said to him, go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over the detestable things that are done in it. And I would ask, would we get that mark? Are we grieving for what's going on in our nation? Huh? Would we get that mark? Now listen to me. This isn't a condemnation. We got to ask God, help me, Lord. Help me to weep for this nation. Help me. I can't do it. My heart. I have to have the exchange. I have to say, God, give me your heart for people. Give me your heart for the nation. Give me your heart for my city and the county and the state so that we can cry out and God would spare people. All right. A man named A.W. Tozer said, grace will save a man but will not save him and his idol. We'll say it again. Grace will save a man, but it will not save him and his idol. 1 Peter 4:3 says, for you not spend enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. Thank you, Father. Let's pray. All who pray with me, let's pray. In the name of Jesus, the Messiah, the Nazarene. I repent for all generational idolatry. I repent for all personal and generational rebellion, stubbornness, disobedience that has contributed to any witchcraft in my life and in my generational life. I repent for all envy, jealousy of minds, physical bodies, and personalities of others. I repent for any worship of myself and any need of personal recognition. I repent for all envy and jealousy of the spiritual giftings and capacities of others. I repent for myself and for those in my generational line who did not guard the gates of their spiritual and physical senses. I repent for choosing my will above the will of the Almighty One, Jesus Christ. I repent for bad choices, ungodly choices. I choose to owe no one anything but to love them. I choose to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. I choose to walk only according to the grace and anointing Yahweh has given to me. I choose to walk in unity with my brothers and sisters in Yahweh. I choose to follow Jesus, my Messiah, the Christ, living a life of love, preferring others above myself. I choose to yield and surrender my personal rights that I might serve Almighty Yahweh wholeheartedly. I choose to be devoted to one another in brotherly love and to honor one another above myself. By your grace, Lord, I will never be lacking in zeal, but will keep my spiritual faith fervor, serving Yahweh. I will be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. I will share with Yahweh's people who are in need. I will practice hospitality. I will bless those who persecute. I will rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. I will live in harmony with other believers. I will not be proud, but I will associate with people of low position. I will not be conceited. I will not repay evil for evil. I will regard for the good things. I will have regard for the good things in the sight of all men. I will live at peace, if possible, with everyone. I will not take revenge on others. Revenge is the Lord's. Say in the name of Jesus, I command all ungodly spiritual beings and devices that have been empowered by my idolatry, rebellion, jealousy, and the idolatry, rebellion, and jealousy of my ancestors. Go in Jesus' name. Say in Jesus' name, I disconnect myself from any and all evil networks. And I break all ungodly ties between the abode of the enemy, other human beings, and myself. Lord Yahweh, Elohim, I ask you to remove the generational tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In Jesus' name. Oh Yahweh, in Jesus' name, I break the cords of death that have entangled me, the torrents of destruction that try to overwhelm me, the cords of Sheol that have coiled around me, and the snares of death that have confronted me. I am in agreement with the minister of God that evil spirits have to leave me now. In Jesus' name. Now begin to blow as I call these things out in the name of Jesus. Just let them go in the name of Jesus. Antichrist spirits come out. Cult spirits come out. Legalistic spirits come out. In the name of Jesus, rules for righteousness. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Tradition spirits, go. in the name of Jesus. Stubbornness, go. Stubbornness is idolatry. Go, go, go. In the name of Jesus, I repent for stubbornness as idolatry and rebellion as witchcraft. I command these spirits to go in Jesus' name. Now, deep breath. Stubbornness, undermining spirits, lying spirits, insubordination, go. Argumentative spirits, contentious spirits, get out in the name of Jesus. Argue just to argue. I break your power. Religious debate, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Astrology, go. Black magic, go. White magic, go. Wiccan spirits, go. Clairvoyant spirits, go. Mind reading, go. Palm reading, go. Spirit box, I break your power. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Ghost box, see? SP spirits, go. All transcendental meditation spirits, go. Necromancy, get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Say, I repent. For me and my ancestors, we're talking to the dead. I also repent for my ancestors and myself. If I was involved for any abortion, any sacrifice, the Chemosh, Moloch, Saturn, any false gods, all human sacrifice, sun gods, moon gods, winged serpents, any other false gods, I break those curses in Jesus' name. And I repent, Lord, for any of my ancestors that consume human flesh, cannibalism. I break that curse and command those spirits to go. And I repent, Lord, for any of my ancestors that have drank human blood, or animal blood, or eating blood. I break that. Command those demons to go. In Jesus' name. Now come on out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Chemosh, Moloch. In the name of Jesus. Saturn, loose them. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Cannibal spirits go. Sacrifice spirits go. Human sacrifice spirits go. Sun gods, moon gods. Get out of them. In Jesus' name. Come on out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Now in the name of Jesus. Tarot cards. Fortune telling. Get out in the name of Jesus. Automatic handwriting. Any Freemasonry spirits still around. Go. Eastern star spirits. Get out. Horoscope spirits. Go. Telepathic spirits. Teleportation spirits. Spirits that make astral projection happen. I break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Every pendulum spirit. Psychic healing. New age medicine. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now all you necromancy spirits came in from talking to the dead. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. They repented. Come out. Ouija board spirits. Go. Levitation. Hypnosis. In the name of Jesus. Spirits from movies, from horror movies, from the Exodus. In the name of Jesus. From the Omen. From any other horror movies. From any wicked movies. Wicked music spirits. Go, 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 go. So I break ungodly soul ties. With every actor. Every musician, every producer, every author, every screenwriter, everybody involved in any movies, any music, any books, anything I've listened to, looked at, any entertainment that's been ungodly, all occultic spirits, all sexual spirits, all spirits of murder, violence, go in the name of Jesus. Go, go. Every foreign soul from that, get out now. In the name of Jesus. Foreign souls, go back where you belong. In the name of Jesus. Now all those spirits, occultic spirits, go. Witchcraft spirits from music, go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yoga spirits, go. Sorcery spirits, go. Karate spirits, go. Spirit guides, loose God's people. Familiar spirits, I loose the familiar spirits in this area. Get out. In the name of Jesus, you got to go. In Jesus' name, you're not going to enforce the keeping those others in. In Jesus' name, get out. In the name of Jesus, spirit is animus. I repent for my ancestors, myself if it applies, for worshiping ancestors, worshiping animals, for animal worship, spiritism, ancestor worship. I break the power of those spirits. I break those curses. I command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now get on out in the name of Jesus. Animal spirits, animals go. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. The bears, the owls, the eagles. In the name of Jesus. Snakes, the scorpions. Go, 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 go. Every unclean spirit. Frog spirits. Prince fallen spirits. Go. In the name of Jesus. Sexual spirits. Ruling prince. Frog spirits, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go from God's people. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Say, I renounce. From God's and my ancestors. Greek. Roman. Irish. German. Egyptian. Babylonian. Norwegian. Yoruba spirits, Loa spirits, African spirits, in the name of Jesus, I renounce all of these practices. Santeria, Macumba, Obey, in the name of Jesus, I forgive everyone of my ancestors that did that work. Forgive myself. Forgive anybody that's done it against me. And I command all those gods to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Zeus, come out of them. In the name of Jesus. Poseidon, come out of them. Neptune, come out. In the name of Jesus. Apollo, loose God's people. You destroyer. I break the power of Apollo, the destroyer. In the name of Jesus. Apollyon, loose them. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Hermes, come out. In the name of Jesus. Get out of God's people now. Isis, Osiris. In the name of Jesus. Go, Horus. Get out. In the name of Jesus, get out, get out, get out, get out. Mars, you've got a war. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go Venus. In the name of Jesus, Artemis, Semiramis. Go, 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 Celebes. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. All goddess spirits that I renounce. All the goddess spirits. In Jesus' name. And I command every goddess to leave me now. In Jesus' name. Now deep breath. All you crones, get out in the name of Jesus. All you maidens, get out in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. All goddess spirits, loose them. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Jezebel, go. In the name of Jesus. Ahab, you come on out too in the name of Jesus. Come on out, all of you. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. You can't stay in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Go out. Go, 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 go. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Everybody say, Father, I renounce fairy tales and fellowship with the dark world. I want to stop right here. I want to speak about something. Narnia. Narnia is worse than Harry Potter. Okay? Harry Potter is abject witchcraft. Okay? Up front. Narnia, I just want to do, I want to say this. In the basis level of Freemasonry is they say you can go to heaven by good works. Okay? So that's a problem if you don't go into all the depths. It's enough. But the problem with Narnia is that you've got to understand God hates witchcraft. He hates it in the Old Testament. He hates it in the New Testament. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And He is the spirit of truth, not the spirit of fantasy. And He would never, ever, ever take anything that He hates for His people and use it to give a lesson to His people. He wouldn't. He's not going to change. So that, and the man that wrote that, I understand there's other things that he might have wrote that were good works, but he used to be a New Age man. And how many know that you can be inspired by God one minute and inspired by the devil the next? And Narnia and the Lord of the Rings, they were both New Age people, and they're both witchcraft, and they need to be repented for. And everybody that I've ever met that repents for it, that's watched it, has demons come out. Okay? So if you've done that, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for watching Narnia, reading it from the Lord of the Rings, and I now renounce Pan, Bacchus, the goat man, and Narnia. I renounce trolls, gnomes, fairies, elves. In the name of Jesus, I repent for all fellowship with those creatures by any of my ancestors. I break those curses and command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Trolls, gnomes, fairies, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in Jesus' name. Gnomes, get out. Fairies, go. Sexual fairy spirits, I break your power. Get out in the name of Jesus. Elves and tricksters and leprechauns, I break your power. Loose God's people. Get out of them. In the name of Jesus. Harassers, Loki, the little man from Norway, I break your power in the name of Jesus. I break the power of Thor in the name of Jesus. I break the power. Command Thor to go. I command Odin to go. In the name of Jesus, I command the Valkyries to go. In the name of Jesus, I command the little man to go. I command the little man of the woods from the little Native American blessings to go. All of you imps, come up and come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that Pan has to go, that Bacchus has to go, that the satyrs have to go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Every spirit that came into Narnia, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I repent.
I repent.
For fear.
Doubt.
Unbelief.
Human reasoning.
That does away with your word.
Skepticism.
In the name of Jesus,
I repent.
For paranoia. In Jesus' name. And a suspicion that's ungodly. Superstition. And I command those spirits to go, along with all confusion. Now, deep breath. Come on out of them in the name of Jesus. All those spirits. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, fear, doubt, and unbelief, I break the threefold cord in Jesus' name. I break the threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave, and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I break your power. I break the threefold cord of anger, hatred, murder. I break your power. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lying spirits. Lying to self. Gullible spirits. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Prone to believe lies. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Cheating spirit. Covetous spirit. Idolatrous spirit. Stealing spirit. In the name of Jesus. Fraud. I break your power. Get out, fraud. In the name of Jesus. Everybody say, every label.
Put on me.
By anybody.
Contrary
to what God says. Even by the medical field. I renounce. God's my healer. Jesus is my healer. I don't have to be what they say. So now listen to me. If they say you're ADHD, quit being ADHD. If they say you're dyslexia, God can heal that. Let's choose a better way. So everybody's got anything that's been put on them as a label. Speak yourself in Jesus' name and say, I reject you in Jesus' name. I am no longer what that label says. I don't care who put it on me. Yeah, thank you, Father. Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now those spirits that enforce those labels, come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus, dyslexia, ADHD, ADD, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Schizophrenic, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Bipolar, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Get out of God's people. Go, 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 go. Can't remember anything. I break your power. You're just like your father. I break your power. You're just like your mother. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. So-and-so temper that's run down the bloodline. I break that power that I thought of. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. The spirits that cause words to be twisted now. Any spirits left open today in that, I break your power. And everybody say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every spirit you've ordained for me to be delivered from today, right now, all the squatters whose legal rights have been broken, go now in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath, all you squatters, come out of there in the name of Jesus. Every spirit is supposed to go. Come on out right now in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose them. Go, go, all the squatters. In the name of Jesus, your legal rights broken. Get out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All right. Thank you, Father. Who the sun sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Father. Now let's pray this prayer of consecration. Say, Lord Father.
Lord Father.
Yahweh.
Daddy.
Abba.
Abba.
I surrender my whole life to you.
I
give you all that pertains to me. My family.
Finances.
Home.
Property.
Vehicles.
Ministry.
Friends.
Church.
Pastors.
Teachers.
Opinion. I ask you to consecrate my life for holy living in Jesus' name. I ask you to teach me how to walk in order and balance and and to learn to simply agree with you in all things. I confess Jesus is Lord of all. I thank you in advance for your help in Jesus' name. Amen. Raise your hands to heaven. Father, I just stand in agreement that everyone that was sincere and wanting deliverance tonight, that you've given it to them. I thank you, Father, you've led them into all truth. I thank you, Father, that every one of them is healed and whole and full of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless them and fill them with the Spirit of Yahweh, the Spirit of wisdom and counsel and might and understanding and knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Bless your people, Lord.
That's right.
Touch them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.